Ethan Boyle, a big game now Saturday evening against Dundalk, and it's in front of the live TV cameras as well. Is that the kind of occasion that you as a player might well relish?
Yeah, no, I look forward to it, you know. Like I said earlier, it doesn't bother me if it's on TV or not. I'm just, every game I'm going to go out and do my best, regardless of the situation, you know, just prove that I can play at this level and put in consistent performances.
Yeah, well, it's a big game for both clubs as well, and Harps don't really have a great record against Dundalk, unfortunately.
No, we haven't scored against them yet since joining the league last year. Conceded quite a lot, but, you know, you have to go into every game optimistic, like, you know, even though we know it's going to be a challenge, but I look forward to it personally and can't wait for it to start.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier on there as well, referring back to some of those games against Dundalk, you found yourself marking one Daryl Horgan on one of those occasions.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's a full international now, but that was my first game in the league. That was my debut. I started right back marking him. I think we lost 2-3-0. So I think I did all right that game, but, you know, we lost the game. But it's always tough coming up against Dundalk.
Yeah, well, listen, you're gaining experience as a player and Van Harps as a team in the Premier Division, so probably getting used to these big occasions now. And, you know, with this running towards the end of the season, four big games starting on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, four big games. Like, we need to try and get a result out of as many as possible and give ourselves the best chance of staying up. So, you know, look, we have to take it game by game and look at the next game. Just step by step, you can't look too far ahead, like, you know. But look, we're still in it. It's in our own hands if we can get these results.
I mean, the game plan that's there to take on a team like Dundalk, I mean, there aren't too many teams that have managed to you know, to stop them in recent months, because they're the form team in the division. Never mind the fact that Cork City are you know, one step away from winning the league title. Dundalk are playing probably the best.
Yeah, well, look, it's always going to be tough. Like, they're completely opposite end of the table to us, you know. They're challenging for the title, challenging for the cup, whatever, and, you know, we're fighting relegation. But at the end of the day, it's 11 men v 11 men. Anything can happen, you know. If everyone turns up and, you know, they believe in themselves and they're at themselves, then, you know, why can't we get a result? Like, obviously, we know it's going to be tough, but you can't go out thinking you're a bet before you even get on the pitch, because...
Well, despite all the trials and tribulations that the Harps have experienced this season, for you as a player, Ethan, the season has gone okay. You've played quite well, and I'm sure among the highlights was that call-up to the under-21 squad back earlier in this year.
Yeah, no, I've thought I've done okay. You know, I would expect us to have done a bit better personally. But, no, I am happy. I set myself a few goals at the beginning of the year, and, you know, I've met most of them, and I'm on par to meet the rest. And... No, I am happy. I'm happy to make that under-21 call-up. Like I said, I haven't been called up since for the next two squads. But, you know, maybe I need to work harder to do that. That's something I'll, you know, keep in mind when I'm playing my games and training.
Yeah, and for the Harps fans that are looking ahead to this run-in, I mean, can they take any hope or any positives from the fact that, you know, well, Harps are second from bottom, but still in with a fighting chance of survival and a couple of good results, and all of a sudden things could turn very quickly?
Yeah, well, like, we're second from bottom, but like I said, it's in our own hands. If we get the results, you know, maybe three results, then, you know, the chances are we might be okay, you know, depending on results. But, you know, most people would have taken this position at the beginning of the year, you know, so it's you know, a lot, it's like different perspectives. Some people would have preferred us to be higher up the table, which is probably a bit unrealistic, but where we are, it's in our own hands, so, you know, we can't really complain too much.